Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. At the third annual public transport seminar, an interesting point raised by Gautrain Management Agency Chief Operating Officer Tsepo Gobe was the role that public transport can play in stimulating economic activity and creating jobs, something perhaps that is not always fully understood or appreciated.
There's a big fallacy that comes with a lot of our projects that says we're doing this for economic development and to be able to reinforce our economy. And in a lot of them, all we're doing is we're linking the resource, which is the labor, back onto an existing economic node. Now, the question we should be asking, and that goes to us as Gautrain too, is that what can be done around our stations? What is it possible for you to be able to start creating new economic nodes? Because you look at the BRT itself, from where it ran, from Soweto all the way, is there new economic nodes that have developed in and around its stations? I don't know. I'm only simply asking the questions. And the ability for us to think differently about this economic development is going to be important because and one of the biggest challenges you also have, I mean, for instance, now we're planning for Gautrain 2, you get cities saying to you, I need you to build a station here. And you're asking them, why here? He says, no, there I've got infrastructure, I've got sewage, I've got water, I've got this and that. But that's not the best point at which the station must go because that's not the best point at which you're going to stimulate the economy. And it's about stimulating the economy rather than thinking of it of connecting two nodes that need something. Because you've resolved one problem, but you've kept the old problem that was there, the fact that you're not creating jobs where these systems are built. And it is an important conversation for us to have. And in a lot of areas, also, we spoke about the localization of buses and all of that. We have reactive legislation. The localization and the designating of buses to become 100% only happened now post most of the BRTs, whatever they call it, had bought their buses. And had the legislation come up right in the beginning, we would have been able to create a fair number of jobs in and around this. But the challenge of us being able to create and stimulate the economy with mega projects, it will be one that challenges us forever. And it's a lesson learned from Gautrain. And we have come up with a plan. I've seen in order they call it in the questions there, somebody was asking, is there a plan to build anything in and around our stations? Yes, we are looking at activating economic nodes in and around our stations. It is an important part of how we go forward because the sustainability of the system will depend on us being able to develop economic nodes in and around the stations and then create jobs in the local area with any economic node. It's not a pass-through because what we're doing with a lot of these transport systems, we're creating pass-through systems where the stations at the origin point are more a generation station rather than them being a destination. And could we find stations that become destinations? Could we reinvent our thinking for us to create inspirational spaces and transform places?
That's a good and relevant question, and one that speaks to South Africa's need to stimulate its economy and tackle unemployment. If public transport can play a role in solving both, the benefits would no doubt be seen across the board. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune into our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website, www.gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.